OPEC controls about 45% of the world's oil production, but what about the other 55%? Well, non-OPEC countries like Canada, Mexico, Norway, Brazil, and the U.S. produce it. Given that these countries produce more than half of the world's oil, they do have some market power vis-a-vis the OPEC cartel. In essence, OPEC has to take into account the individual action of these countries. So what is OPEC's pricing strategy in light of these competitors? One theory says that the cartel is concerned about non-OPEC producers acting counter to OPEC's financial interests. So the cartel sets oil prices at a lower level than it would do if it were a pure monopoly. Once the reserves of non-OPEC producers are reduced, those countries lose their market leverage, leaving the market wide open to OPEC manipulation.